Welcome to this week's episode of Start the Week with Freddie Ford. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, Francesca. Good to see you again.
Thank you. So tell us a bit about the union redevelopment. How's everything going?
Well, you would have seen last week that we were able to confirm that court has given us funding, which is, of course, a really important step. We've always been really proud that that we've been able to financially manage ourselves responsibly. And so we'll be putting the best part of £1 million into our own redevelopment, but of course this is a partnership with the university, so I'm just really glad that work can get started and the first part of the building will open in September when everyone comes back.
Yes, that's great. I noticed that upstairs some rooms are already being done work on, so...
Yeah, well, we've had to kind of get going because it's quite a short time frame, and of course our number one priority is to make sure that student services and student facilities continue to stay open. So unfortunately, it means that we're having to relocate the student services, the university staff, from the end of the middle corridor up to the top corridor. So we're unfortunately losing a bit of space temporarily. But so far, I've been really grateful to all of the societies and room users who have been very understanding about the changes that are taking place.
Yeah, obviously. And do you know what the next phase will be?
Yeah, so this phase will finish in September. You'll know when it starts because there'll be a huge work site constructed in the car park, which will make going to the union a slightly different experience. And then the next phase will start in October and running through till February next year. So when you come back in September, phase one will be finished. We'll have the new shop, the new glass frontage, and a new cafe at the front. And then phase two, as I said, starts in October, and that will be the redevelopment of the ground floor.
Great. Long process, but I'm sure it'll be worth it. So I hear today was a big day for those students returning to university accommodation next year?
That's right. There's 1 week for students to apply online if they want to return to university accommodation next year. So that's running from today until next week. And I urge all students who are interested in doing that to make sure that they go onto the university's website and follow the links for current students, accommodation, returning undergraduates. The same similar process for postgraduates, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think the important thing to note is that the contract has changed slightly. And it is now the case that if you take up a contract with the university and you decide to drop out, that you will still be liable for the full term of the contract. So just like a private accommodation and just like every other university in the UK, I think last year it was an 8 or 10 week liability if you decided to drop out. Of course, there are reasonable reasons for which people may drop out, and those are certainly taken account. But I think what we're trying to do here is, what the university is trying to do is to stop a situation where rooms go unfilled and therefore everybody loses out.
Of course, great. And finally, so I hear that there's a new faith room in Agnes Blackadder Hall.
Yeah, I'm really touched by the care and thought that's been put into to this issue by the chaplaincy, mm-hmm. and particularly the chaplain Donald McEwen, but also the Interfaith Steering Group, which I'm very grateful that I'm invited to sit on. And that's where most of the, well, in fact, all of the faith societies of which we have representations at St Andrews are invited to sit and share experiences and share the common issues that they have, and to make sure that we have a harmonious and productive society. And of course, so much good comes out of that. And the latest thing that the group has managed to achieve is, as you mentioned, the new multi-faith space in Agnes Blackadder Hall. It's on the third floor, and I believe it'll be permanently open. It's going to be refurbished, I think, over the summer. But it provides a space for people of faith or perhaps of no faith to go and sit and reflect. And there was a wonderful opening ceremony with all of those faiths represented, and the chaplain as well, and the warden, Rob Warren, who's been incredibly helpful getting this going just on Friday, I think it was, the launch ceremony. And each faith presented a gift to the room, typically reading material, prayer mats, that sort of thing. And so I encourage anybody who's interested in faith or learning about faith or just wants a quiet space to reflect on spirituality to pay a visit, as I said, on the third floor of Agnes Blackadder Hall.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much.